The Jacksonville Jaguars back to work at the Grove Hotel. Getting ready for Sunday's game at Wembley. The Dallas Cowboys and the Jaguars coming up Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you from the Grove Hotel in Chandler's Cross, England. The Jaguars back to work Wednesday on the practice fields. This field was installed in the offseason here. 300,000 pounds, half synthetic, half grass. The Jaguars finally getting ready from football perspective to get back to work this week. After a couple of days off, guys had gone into the city the last couple of days, Monday and Tuesday afternoon. They're out of the way now. They can focus on Sunday's game at Wembley Stadium. Today, the first day of game prep, the Jaguars met with the UK media. They're glad to be back in the United Kingdom and glad to be back on the practice field.
We'll become closer and tighter as a team, you know, throughout this trip, because, you know, it is a really cool opportunity to be able to come over here and play. But it's also, like you said, a training camp type environment where we're going to be in the hotel walking across the practice, you know, for 5 days or 4 days or whatever. And it just gives us, you know, all that more time and more opportunities to spend time with each other. And, you know, it'll only make us tighter.
The time difference, you know, is kind of crazy getting adjusted to that. But, you know, second time around, I know what to expect. You know, I'm a veteran with it. With being here last year, so I can get through it.
Some practice notes from Wednesday. Blake Bortles back to work. A left wrist sprain, should be good to go. He said he's 100%. New linebacker Kari Fort on the field, signed off the Cincinnati practice squad after the game in Cincy. He's here and practicing with the Jags. And questions on the offensive line. Brandon Linder, the right guard for the Jaguars, off to the side, so it could be McClendon or Shatley if he's unable to go this Sunday. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Let's start with the quarterback, John. Blake Bortles has a left wrist injury, but can that affect him this week?
Well, there's nothing like some quarterback news to bring with you overseas, right? And it's not as big as the Tony Romo situation, obviously, but he has a left wrist injury. I would expect you to see him protecting it a little bit on Sunday, trying to keep it away from guys as they come in to rush. I don't think it's going to be a major issue in his performance. He said 100% okay, I'm fine. Don't know that he's 100%, but you shouldn't see him affect anything on Sunday.
Let's move to linebacker now. Jeremiah George has a high ankle sprain. We saw him walking around before practice off to the side, but if he doesn't go, JT Thomas is probably going to move back to the middle.
Well, it would be very surprising if Jeremiah George did play. It's too bad. He earned some time in the middle. He's not going to get it right now. JT Thomas has really turned into a heck of a story. He's a guy who really was not in the lineup at all at the start of the year, and now all of a sudden he's the guy that they know they can depend on. You can put him at the auto. You can put him in the middle. He has continued to have the speaker in his helmet. He's continuing to be the guy who sort of relays things from the sidelines into the game. Very reliable, very good story, and he's a guy they've reached a point that they know they can depend on him to play well. That's important.
What does this mean for Dakota Watson? Another chance. Could it be one of the last chances?
Well, it's another chance, and he obviously, 8 games in, he hasn't been starting there where they thought he was going to start. So it's one more opportunity, and at some point he's got to take advantage of it.
Offensive line for the Jaguars has become a little cohesive over the last few weeks, but with Brandon Linder's injury, it could be McClendon, it could be Shatley. Mm-hmm. If Linder can't go this week, that shakes it up a bit.
Yeah, and that's too bad because this is a guy who, by all accounts, has been playing at a very high level, maybe even close to a Pro Bowl level so far, and now all of a sudden you're without him. They've improved in the running game. Denard Robinson's got him going behind it, and now you're without that guy who's been very, very good. Tyler Shatley's a guy that they kept for a reason. They thought that if they released him, another team would claim him, so you might see him, might see Jox McClendon. You know, I don't know that they can play at the level of Linder, but you would like to see them play well enough for this line, which has been better, to keep getting better.
Well done. Back to football, finally.
Back to football. Looking forward to it.
Jaguars and Cowboys coming up. A big topic today for head coach Gus Bradley was finishing. The Jaguars didn't do that last week in Cincinnati. Brian Sexton has more.
If I was on the other side of the cameras and microphones, I'd probably just shut up. Are you laughing yet? Don't think I could say nothing? Well, I could if my answers were the same in every post-game locker room. I stood in front of Denard Robinson in the locker room in Cincinnati last Sunday, and I felt like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Hadn't I heard this before? Like, the week before? The now all-too-familiar refrain is that the Jaguars have to finish. They make mistakes they can't keep making, but they keep fighting all the way to the end. Players say it, Gus says it. No doubt, they mean it. Yes, the Jaguars have to finish. But I take one Jaguar on Sunday against Dallas to show the other 52 how to finish so we can stop talking about them learning to finish and declare that they now know. Give me Chris Clemens or Cecil Shorts or John Cyprian. It doesn't matter who. It only matters when. We know this team has talent, and we are seeing signs of it developing every week. The next step for the Jaguars is to finish. And until they do, everything else is just talk. And you know what that's worth.
Thank you, Brian. We'll have Jaguars.com live presented by Everbank coming up from the Grove Hotel. Gus Bradley is our special guest. 5 o'clock here in England, 12 noon back in Jacksonville. Look for that later on Jaguars.com. Jags are back on the practice field Thursday. We'll have all the coverage right here. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.